The Gym for Heroes grand total for this year, £103,468. Time now to focus on next year. One of the organisers, previously with the Royal Cross Signals, Alan Hairsine.
This time we're actually getting the backing from Help for Heroes because they see the value in the event and they said they'd like to make it an annual event.
The event not only focused in the UK but worldwide.
Last year we actually had people doing it in Afghanistan, in Iraq, and we had some team do it from a submarine while they were sort of circling around. So it's happening everywhere, military and civilian.
So just what could you do for Gym for Heroes, Alan Hairsine?
It's only a 3-hour or a 12-hour event, individual or team, and it's a cardiovascular event. So last year it was bike, row and run, but this year we're allowing them to use other pieces of equipment and the swimming pool, if they've got a swimming pool available, because gyms do lack some equipment. So if they can make it a cardio event, in a lot of cases to their own design, then we're happy for them to join.
New for next year, Junior Gym for Heroes. Good for fitness, for the younger generation, and indeed raising money at the same time.
We're trying to get the fitness industry involved so that they can talk to the schools, because the schools really want to get involved in this. They can do it in British Forces Germany, in Cyprus, wherever there's British Forces schools, and in the UK as well. So it's up to the schools to encourage the children and for them to design their own challenges.
Gym for Heroes 2011 will run between the 9th and 22nd of July, and as Alan explains, there's plenty of time to organise and prepare for the event.
Last year, we didn't get to advertise it until after Christmas. This year, people can start focusing on their fitness campaign over the Christmas period and throughout the next year.
For more information, you can go to the website, which is Gym for Heroes, that's the number 4, gymforheroes.co.uk. Plus, you can also follow the events on Facebook and Twitter. This is Andy Asprey reporting from Hohner in Germany.